The Power Within Us. Cabeza de Vaca's Relation of His Journey from Florida to the Pacific, 1528 to 1536, by Hanyo Long. To D.G.B. Note 1. Along in late November, 1528, a handful of Spaniards, survivors of an ill-starred expedition to Florida, were washed ashore in the Gulf of Mexico, some think near the present site of Galveston. One of these men was Núñez Cabeza de Vaca, 38 years old, the lieutenant of the expedition, an adaptable man with some secret of growth in him. Despite the privations he had endured, this Núñez led two other Spaniards and a Moor on a journey across the entire continent, barefoot and naked, which occupied them 8 years. After he reached Mexico City, Núñez wrote a letter to his king, relating what had befallen him. It begins as the usual story of a European adventurer who leaves home to exploit people. But Núñez, little by little, finds out that people are his brothers and sisters, and feels genuine concern for them. Stories require the right audience, and he seems afraid that His Majesty might not be interested in what he has to say, for it is the story of a disaster in Spanish colonial history and in the king's personal finances. In the world of the individual, nonetheless, it is a story of triumph, however lackadaisical the manner of its telling. My account of Núñez is not the account he sent the king, apart, of course, from the actual facts, but I believe it to be the account he wished to send the king. I preserve the core of his narrative, as translated by Fanny Bandelier, and I try to show what, quite plainly, was happening to the spirit of the man. That is, I allow him to speak as though unafraid of his king and his times. I wish him to address us 400 years later, in this world of ours, where human relation is still the difficult problem, and exploitation the cancer. Núñez found the limitless within the narrowly limited. He helped when he had no means of helping, and gave when he had nothing to give. So what is interesting is that at a certain point, he ceases to be a historical personage and becomes a symbol. If he were alive today, he would be free to bring into the open the inwardness of his adventure. Thus, he would greatly concern the present Western world and our entire human world, for we are his proper audience. In his emergency, Núñez slides out of theories and prejudices which unfit one to live on. Possibly the capacity to survive depends upon courage of spirit to accept one's fate. Possibly also, danger can be a real benefit to the physical man. Núñez was remarkably flexible. He had what seems unlimited courage, unlimited strength. To him, life itself was not different from hardship and danger. Life was these things, and they are what make life good. His plight was hopeless, but he set in motion a train of thought and action which saved him. My attention wanders from the perfunctory narrative to the thing he refrains from confiding to the royal ear. That thing is a mystical feeling about the increase of life in a man from effort and from taking thought of his fellows. The weather-beaten explorer of the 16th century, lost in a thorny land, among copper-colored savages, and facing a blank future, discovered religion to be a reality of which he had never dreamt. His effort, his feeling for others, take novel paths. But underneath, quite apparently, lies an ageless and universal experience. Note 2. The naufragios, shipwrecks, of Núñez Cabeza de Vaca first appeared at Zamora in 1542. It was this rare first edition which Mrs. Bandelier translated as one of the volumes of the Trailmakers series, the journey of Alvar Núñez Cabeza de Vaca and his companions from Florida to the Pacific, 1528 to 1536, translated Fanny Bandelier with introduction by A.D. F. Bandelier, New York, A.S. Barnes & Company, 1905. In 1555, the Naufragios, reprinted with minor changes, was included in the first edition of the Comentarios, a narrative in which Nuñoz relates the events of his South American expedition. This edition of the Shipwrecks was translated into English in 1851 by T. Buckingham Smith under the title The Narrative of Alvar Núñez Cabeza de Vaca. An edition of Smith's translation, with many additions, appeared in New York in 1871, with John Gilmary Shea as editor. This annotated edition of the narrative, under the editorial supervision of Frederick W. Hodge of the Bureau of American Ethnology, is included in the series Original Narratives of Early American History, Spanish Explorers in the Southern United States, 1528 to 1543, Charles Scribner's Sons, New York, 1907. Morris Bishop's The Odyssey of Cabeza de Vaca, Century Company, 1933, is a biographical account of Núñez as drawn from the shipwrecks, the commentaries, and other sources, such as the records of the trial which clouded the last years of the explorer.